the Whitechapel Trouser Snatcher. Someone is murdering Victorian gentlemen by tearing off their trousers in public places. Can the police catch this villain before he strikes next? And who will the next victim be? Scene 5. Inspector Nottingham Forest and Hamilton the Academical are at the scene of the crime to interview a witness.
What you have told Sergeant Hamilton?
Well, you removing your boot from my face, sir, has reminded me that there was a second gent who was walking in the same direction as the victim, not a few moments later.
And what did he look like?
Oh, hard to say, sir. At the time, I was slipping in and out of a coma.
Oh, dear.
Any distinguishing features?
Swollen head, broken nose, fractured jaw, and the wife says I'll be on my feet in no time.
No, not you, this second gent.
Ah, yes. Well, I can't honestly say that I got a good look at him, what with it being dark and all the blood in my eyes.
Well, how do you know he was a gent?
By the way, he kicked me, sir. You see, your aristocracy kicks with a casual air about him. Now, your other snipes, urchins, hounds, etc., they kick you for territorial reasons, i.e. they want to move into the land that you are currently occupying. Your average aristocracy does not give a hoot about the land the lower class occupy, just as long as it does not obstruct their passage.
Oh, right. Quite insightful. But you could not actually determine what this second gent looked like from just his general appearance?
Well, at one point I did get a look at his profile, sir. Very distinctive crick in his nose. Almost like it was the nose of a boxer.
A boxer, indeed. That may be very useful. Now, this may seem a strange question, but was the victim wearing any breeches that you could discern?
Breeches? What are they?
Oh, but breeches look, like... Well, what I'm wearing?
Oh, those. Sewer slags. Yes, he had some of those. You see, I'm so poor I have to cake my legs in dried sewerage as a substitute for breeches, as you call them. Hence the name sewer slags.
Never mind about that, gutter snipe. How can you be sure he was wearing breeches in this dark alleyway?
Ah, yes. So you have got me there, haven't you? Sir, yes, I can see why I am just a lowly snipe festering away in a gutter with no hope of lowering myself.
You stole his wallet from his breeches pocket, didn't you?
Correct. I can see you're in line for promotion one day, sir.
Well, I will need to see that wallet to aid in identification purposes.
It's in my left pocket, sir. I would get it out, but my hand is broken.
Well, use the other one, fool.
Which one is that then, sir?
Hamilton, retrieve the wallet, will you?
Oh, dear.
Why did my taking my foot off your face remind you of the second gent?
Ah, well, the second gent had an aroma of pitch on his person, sir.
Pitch?
Yes, sir. Pitch. Very distinctive smell, indeed, has pitch. Nothing at all like the smell that is coming off the underside of your shoes right now, sir.
Hamilton, I'm going to kill that hound of yours.
Oh, dear. Here's the wallet, Inspector. Paperwork suggests it belongs to a one Sir Edmund Shuttle Micklebrass of 15 Belgravia Avenue.
Good work, Hamilton. Constable Vale.
Beg your pardon, Inspector. I'm glad I've caught up with you. I've got some news from Dr. Omid Lothian.
Well done, Constable Vale. I'm glad to hear I've got someone who can do something around here without my having to hold their hand. What did you find out?
Dr. Omid Lothian has got the morning off. He'll be back after lunch.
Oh, typical. 20 years I've been on this job. Nobody does anything properly anymore. Come on, and let's get out of this festering pit.
Will you be wanting to kick me senseless before you leave, gentlemen?
Just who was responsible for the heinous crime perpetrated in full view of the gutter snipe? Can Inspector Forrest wipe the foul smell off the sole of his shoe? Can Ranger control his admiration for people in authority? More importantly, will my mother recognise my voice and realise that I'm not working for McDonald's, despite what I've been telling her for the last 20 years? Find out the answers to these questions and much more in the next edition of Hot English Magazine.